Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is August the 21st, 2015. It's a Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 84 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about active and passive vocabulary. So active and passive vocabulary is certainly an issue for many language learners, and I think it's very common to get this feeling that your vocabulary is very good when you're reading or when you're listening, but then when it comes to speaking or writing, suddenly the words don't come and you can't find the best way to express yourself. So today, early in the morning, I was teaching this lesson, and one of my students came up with this issue. She said she could understand very easily what we were studying, and she managed to master well all the contents, the grammar contents, and the words as well, the vocab. But she felt that she was not able to retrieve the vocab or to remember the grammar structures that we were using when she was speaking. So the first thing to say here is that there is a big difference between the active and the passive skills, right? The passive skills would be listening and reading, those skills that you basically have to interpret what's being said, what's being communicated. And the active skills would be writing and speaking. That is when you have to create the language to express yourself. That's why active. So this is the first thing. When we talk about vocabulary, of course, this is very common in the literature. So I found here an article on Antimoon. The article is named "Don't Worry About Your Active Vocabulary." So I'm going to read a few passages of the article and make my own comments. In fact, it's a quite short one, so I can read and make my own comments. And then later on, maybe I can talk a little bit about how that also works for grammar. So let me get started here. Don't worry about your active vocabulary. Many advanced English learners have a large passive vocabulary, but they worry about the size of their active vocabulary. They can understand many difficult English words when reading or listening, but they don't use most of them when speaking or writing in English. They feel this is a problem. They would like to use all the difficult words that they know. If you are a learner who worries about his active vocabulary, this article may convince you to stop worrying. People understand many more words than they use in their own conversations. One's passive vocabulary is much larger than one's active vocabulary. The total number of words actively used in one's whole life is much smaller than the total number of words understood in one's whole life. This statement has nothing to do with foreign languages. It's about how people use their native language. We think in our native language there are thousands of words that you don't use, but you understand them all. There are literally words, formal words, scientific terms, slang phrases, etc., which you understand but you don't use. If you open a book written in your native language, you will see many such words. So basically what they're saying here is that even in your native language, your active vocabulary is much, much larger than your passive vocabulary. So obviously the same thing happens when you're learning a foreign language. This can become more visible or more, it's easier to feel frustrated in this case because we tend to speak, to use our native language a lot more than the foreign language we're learning. And then if you practice speaking the foreign language you're learning very few times, let's say once a week or even if you do so only, let's say if you do it twice a week or three times a week, it's a very limited amount of time. And then this feeling that the words don't come becomes even more visible or more, it's easier to feel that. And the more we speak, of course, the more we practice the foreign language, I think the easier it will be to activate the words which are lying there in your passive vocabulary. But still, that doesn't mean that you can actually use the same number of words in your active and passive vocabulary. That will never happen, because if you're more exposed, if you're practicing more, you will end up being more exposed to more words and to new vocabulary, and your passive vocabulary will keep growing. Your active vocabulary will grow, but your passive vocabulary will keep growing as well. So I don't know where I have heard or seen this, but once I remember some information about the passive vocabulary being between 10 and 20% of our active vocabulary. So that's a huge difference if you think about it. And I think the best way to increase your active vocabulary then, it's by getting more exposition, by being exposed to the language more time, to spend more time practicing the language. That's the best way, and let's say the only way to increase your active vocabulary, and to use the language as much as possible, of course. So the more you listen, probably the more you increase your passive vocabulary, but then if you speak more, the more you can activate those words which are lying there somehow. But let me move on. Let me read one more paragraph here in the article. So your own active vocabulary in your native language is much smaller than your passive vocabulary. And we guess that you don't mind it, meaning that you don't bother about that when it comes to your native language. We guess that you are not worried about the difference between your active and passive vocabulary in your native language. But you are learning English as a foreign language, and you notice all the words that you understand but never use. Your perspective as a learner makes you regret this fact. You don't need to worry about using too few English words. You will learn to use some number of English words, and they will be enough for you. At some point, your English active vocabulary will simply let you express anything you want, just like your active vocabulary in your native language. The next time you see a difficult English word, you don't need to worry. Will I be able to use this word in conversation? If you can say anything you want with your active vocabulary, you should be happy with your English. And you don't need to worry about those thousands of words which you will never use. Yeah, in fact, here there are a few more things to be said. One is basically what they're saying here is look at the positive facts and not the negative ones. So look at all the words that you already know how to use and have already incorporated in your active vocabulary. Don't worry too much about the ones you still you know, let's say that are part of your passive, but that you still don't use. So this is the key thing here. And of course, they say don't worry. Yeah, well, if you are worried about that, try to get more, try to spend more time listening to English. Try to increase the number of hours you practice your English as well. You speak to other people. Try to make some friends from different countries. And I know it's not easy, but Nowadays, there are many ways to find other people like you who want to increase the number of hours they practice the language without having to pay for that. Of course, maybe one easy way out would be to pay to increase the number of hours you spend with your teacher or at the language school where you study, and that's an easy way out. Try to increase the time you spend with the language, and that will certainly increase your passive and active vocab. This is the tip I would like to give you. So this is it for today. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic. You can keep sending your emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions or comments. And I'll see you next time. Bye!